proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life and practice. In our last program, we spoke about kashrut, the list of Jewish dietary laws. Kashrut categorizes a number of foods described as ceremonially clean or unclean for Jewish people to eat. These are based upon the prescriptions contained in Leviticus chapter 11. Regulations having little to do with hygiene or nutrition, per se. According to the 11th chapter of Leviticus, a Jew can eat, quote, whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, unquote. In other words, Jewish law classifies grass-eating animals with divided hoofs, such as cows, as being ritually clean. Jewish law also regards animals that do not have both of those above characteristics as being unclean. For example, rabbits chew grass, but do not have divided hoofs, making them unclean. Pigs have divided hoofs, but do not chew cud, making pork ritually unclean. With regard to birds, Leviticus chapter 11 forbade the consumption of certain varieties of fowls. Quote, these are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle with the ossifrage and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gyre eagle. All other kinds of fowl, such as chickens, are considered ritually clean for a Jew to eat. With regard to aquatic creatures, the 11th chapter of Leviticus stated, quote, these shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall ye eat, unquote. Jewish law therefore classifies herrings and sardines as kosher, fit for consumption. On the other hand, catfish and shrimp, along with eels, are regarded as unclean. Jewish law classifies certain types of insects as clean, such as locusts and grasshoppers. Note that John the Baptist, whose diet in the wilderness consisted of locust and wild honey, John the Baptist regulated his personal dietary habits in accordance with Jewish law. Special circumstances can determine whether the body of an otherwise clean animal becomes unclean. The term shechita, slaughtered, refers to the process of killing an animal under humane conditions, a procedure performed by a shochet, or butcher, who was trained in the practice. This procedure involves cutting the beast's trachea, esophagus, carotid arteries, and jugular veins. The shochet must kill the animal with a very sharp knife, performing the action as swiftly as possible. If he does not kill a kosher animal according to the laws of shechita, its meat becomes ritually unclean. Jewish law also regards the meat from terefa animals as unclean. The term terefa, meaning torn, refers to beasts who have died from bodily defects or from fatal injuries inflicted by another animal. The biblical foundation for this practice can be found in Exodus chapter 22. Quote, and ye shall be holy men unto me, neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field, unquote. Thus Jewish people make a distinction between clean animals and unclean animals in their diet. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions presenting another session on Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.